Hello and welcome from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. On Thursday of this week, it was Ascension Day, where we remember that Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days after he resurrected from the dead on Easter Sunday. At the end of Luke's Gospel, Luke records this event in only a few short verses. In Luke 24, 50 to 53, he says, "When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God." If we read only these verses, we might be fooled into thinking that this is the end of the story. Perhaps we might conclude that the gospel was a strange little story where a man was born in unusual circumstances, lived a good life, was unjustly killed by crucifixion before he rose again and then went back into heaven. And his friends, the disciples, stayed at the temple in Jerusalem rejoicing and praising God. The end. Nothing more needs to be said or done. But of course, this is not the end of the story. There is much more of the story to be told. And this is because Jesus' ascension into heaven was not the end of the story, but merely the beginning of a new chapter. For there is another, more detailed account of the ascension in the second book that Luke wrote in the book of Acts. And it starts in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God." So we can see that Luke wrote two books. The first, the Gospel of Luke, that he wrote, tells us about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. And so, although it's not spoken implicitly, it is implied that the second book was written to explain about all the things that Jesus continued to do and teach through the work of his church and the power and direction of the Holy Spirit. So what does it mean to say that the story has not ended, but another chapter has begun? Throughout Jesus' life, the disciples had relied on Jesus to teach and to guide them, to perform the miracles and to be the one to do all the amazing things. But now Jesus is leaving them, and he commissions them for the final time before he leaves to be with his Father in heaven. So the story in Acts continues. So let me read from verses 4 to 7. "On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave this command: 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' Then they gathered round him and asked, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority.'" Jesus instructs them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about." Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait. Waiting. It's hard. To anyone who has ever gone on a long journey with children in tow, that phrase, "Are we nearly there yet?" is an annoyingly familiar one. But while we associate this phrase with children, we never really seem to grow out of our dislike of waiting. At the moment, I imagine most of us are looking to the potentially optimistic future of coming out of this pandemic, with more people getting vaccinated, places opening up to customers again, and more meetings between larger groups of people. But as we look to all these things, I'm sure I'm not alone with wanting to ask, are we nearly there yet? So it is comforting to know that the disciples also struggled with having to wait. When Jesus told the disciples to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the disciples responded just like we all do sometimes. They essentially asked Jesus, are we nearly there yet? They wonder, is this the moment that the kingdom of Israel will be restored and the Roman Empire will be overthrown? Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? The disciples wanted to know about the future for the kingdom of Israel. But Jesus was more concerned about preparing the disciples for advancing the kingdom of God. And so Jesus refuses to answer their question. It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. The question of when these things will happen have been debated by the Jewish people and also by Christians for centuries, and probably will continue to be debated until it comes. But Jesus emphatically states that we should not concern ourselves with these things. It is not for us to know how or when. Being a disciple of Jesus does not mean knowing about dates and times, but rather it is about being ready when the time does come. So, disciples, which include us, should not ask, are we nearly there yet? But, am I ready for what God is going to do in, through, and around me? And finally, the rest of the story. So after Jesus has just told the disciples, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, he continues and says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. So after explaining that they shouldn't be worried about dates and times, Jesus then makes them a promise. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. What a promise. That's an amazing thing for them to have heard. But of course, with the promise also comes a commission. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Jesus gives us power through the Holy Spirit, not for our own benefit, so that we can lord it over others and satisfy our own desires, but so that we can do his work by being his witnesses to the very ends of the earth. It is as that famous quote says, with great power comes great responsibility. As disciples of Jesus, we are given enormous power, but we also have enormous responsibility with it. But do we live? Do we really live as if we are given such great power? Do we rise to the great responsibility we have been given? I think we often mimic the disciples by metaphorically standing looking up into the sky. We are given the massive power of the Holy Spirit, but we don't really know what to do with it. And so we just look blankly up into the sky, hoping God will send a neon sign. But Jesus has already told us what we are to do, just as he told the 11 disciples what to do. We are to be his witnesses. I wonder how long the disciples stood looking into the sky before the two men dressed in white interrupted them. How long will we stand looking into the sky before God interrupts us to put us back on course to follow him as he leads us? When we remember all the things that Jesus did when he walked the earth, let us remember that it did not all finish when he ascended to heaven. It also did not finish with the writings that are in the Bible. Jesus is still at work on the earth today. He is at work through us. God is writing new chapters of his story in and through our lives as we work with him through the Holy Spirit. Whenever we follow God's direction, more of his work is being completed on earth. So instead of asking, are we nearly there yet? Waiting for that moment when Jesus returns and the new heaven and the new earth come into being. We need to be prepared, ready for continuing Jesus' work. We need to join with him in reaching the least, the last and the lost. We are still called to witness to all the amazing things God does in our lives and throughout history. Are we ready to be witnesses to those around us? Are we ready to tell God's story and our part within his story? We each have powerful, unique testimonies of how God has impacted our lives. Can we witness to others about those things? Jesus has promised to be with us through the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can be his witnesses. We have seen the power of the Holy Spirit in our own lives. So let's celebrate what God has done and tell others of his glory. Jesus promises to remain with us, to empower us to continue to do his work. And God keeps his promises. He will not leave us or forsake us as we continue to live and work for him. Amen.